name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. You may be seated. God's kingdom is a mysterious kingdom. Growth, 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 growth. In the church, growth is a never-ending topic. Is your church growing? Well, what does it mean? Is your church growing? Well, you know, if a church does all the right things, then it will grow. That is, according to the way of thinking that has dominated Christian churches for at least the last 75 years. Are you a friendly church? Do you greet visitors well? Do you assimilate your new members well? That is, do you do all the right things after someone has joined to bring them into church so that they feel at home? Do you sing nice hymns in your worship service? How do you define nice hymns? Hymns that are fun to sing and make one feel good, or hymns with solid theological words and doctrine that teach a lesson and build up faith? How many times have I heard, "Oh, Pastor, that new hymn we sang for the first time last Sunday was awful." Only to hear, after it is sung a few more times, "Oh, Pastor, that new hymn is really good. I love it." A never-ending conversation between ourselves and others over growth. What is good for growth? What is bad for growth? Friends, it wears us out and accomplishes really nothing. I often hear that very conversation here at First Lutheran, in meetings, in the hallways, in the schools, in our homes, in a church that sings thy strong word like a victorious battle hymn that it is, and in a church that sings keep us steadfast in your word like a national anthem. We have such an ongoing conversation about growth and what causes growth. As a pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, when I go to circuit meetings occasionally, I hear the same conversation among the pastors. If we do this, if we do that, then our church will grow. Dear ones, what about the Word? What about the Word made flesh? Doesn't the Word bring growth? And even from our synodical offices, there is constant counting and hand-wringing over numbers. When I think of all the trouble that King David got into in his life, the thing over which he got into the most trouble involved the counting of his people, taking a census when he was told not to take a census. God took the lives of 70,000 people because David took a census when he was told not to take a census. He was trusting in his numbers, in his soldiers, more than he trusted in God. And God was about to take more people. But he had a metanoia, a change of mind. Metanoia, a change of mind. And he decided to have mercy on the people. Brothers and sisters, all growth in the kingdom of God comes through the Word of God. He is the God of the living. He creates by speaking. He gives growth where and when and how he pleases, whether the growth is numerically or whether it is within the Christian. God provides the growth through the Word. We are to preach and teach the Word in season and out of season, which means all of the time, all of the time. It is the Word, dear ones, that we are to be all about. It is the Word that gives growth. There will be numerical additions to God's kingdom as a result of the work of the Word. And there will also be reductions caused by rejection of the Word. Our scriptures today talk about growth. Growth is necessary to experience life to its fullest. Even after one stops growing physically, he or she keeps on growing intellectually, and hopefully he or she continues growing spiritually, meaning his or her faith in God and Christ gets stronger. Growth is a feature of God's kingdom. The parables of Jesus in Mark 4 focus on God's Word as the root cause for growth, both initial birth in faith and ongoing growth in faith. Pastors and lay people sow the seed of the kingdom, the Word. You see, even the seed itself is made by God. We sow it, but we don't make it. No more than I made the seed that I planted in my little garden 6 weeks ago. I had to go buy them. God made them too. The sowing goes on wherever God's Word is proclaimed and taught. Gradual sowing is necessary for gradual growth. As the plant develops, we can prepare the ground and nurture the plant, but the seed, you might say, grows of itself, but God grows the seed mysteriously. It's a mystery how that little seed comes out and does something like it does. Last summer, you know how small okra seeds are? Little bitty, probably about like a mustard seed. I had okra plants that were 12 feet tall. How can this be? It takes God. It takes God to do something like that. We may sometimes get discouraged because the growth is so gradual. We can hardly see it. But growth, there will be. We can therefore relax and let the Word work according to its own schedule. While learning to be patient with growth that is gradual, we must also face up to the fact that the Word grows while being hidden within the believer. Within you, the Word grows, strengthens your faith and trust in God. Often unseen and undetected by us, but known to God, the Word is as inconspicuous as a tiny mustard seed in the beginning stages of its growth. The great and the powerful in Christ's day gave little notice to the Word growing in their midst. They were completely unaware of the little one who was the Word made flesh, growing physically and spiritually among them. Those who wield power and influence in the world today are indifferent, for the most part, to the growth of the Word. So inconspicuous is the Word's growth that we are often not aware of anything taking place. The sinners with whom Christ associated and the disciples whom he called often gave little evidence of spiritual growth. Peter denied Christ 3 times after he acknowledged him to be the Christ, the Son of the true and living God. We cannot see faith, nor do we always see the various stages of growth. Conversions are not necessarily spectacular. Nor do we always perceive growth in love and patience in ourselves and in others. Faith within a person is often an up and down reality. Is that not so with you? It's that way with me. I don't think you're any different than I am. We're all sinners. Our faith is up and down like a yo-yo as we go through life. Often, again, one could look at the life of Peter or even the life of King David and see the mountains and valleys of faith rise and fall. At the same time, there is evidence There is evidence of impressive growth. The Word grows impressively. The Word that was sown in a little corner of the world has spread to all nations. The Word has produced a great bush with large branches in which all sorts of birds, people, find refuge and rest in the church. The worldwide church attests to the growth power of the Word. And the Word will continue to grow until it produces a harvest. Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall accomplish that for which I purpose it. It shall not return to me void." The Word of God will produce and grow faith. Nothing else will. Nothing else will. And we shall see a great harvest of faith on the last day. When Jesus comes again, then there will be a great gathering of ripened grain. Faithful believers in Christ, of redeemed souls, all gathered for the heavenly gardener, our heavenly Father. We need not worry ourselves or try to invent new man-made ways to manipulate people into faith, for you cannot do it, nor can I. The power is in the Word of God. We share God's Word with an unbelieving world. The power of the Word converts unbelievers. The power of the Word continues to create growth in the believer in Christ. We never need discount the power of God's Word. The Word of God grows gradually and inconspicuously and mysteriously. However, the Word of God grows impressively. May the Word continue to be active in your heart and mind and soul, to strengthen your faith and trust in Christ, your Savior. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.